Seriously? Detention again? Wayne, you're here? No way. I mean, no offense, but you're the last person I expected to see sitting in detention here. I thought they only handed out detentions to, like, people who actually broke the rules. Not, you know, the ones who hand in homework early and say, here, during roll call, like it's a sacred duty. Weird day already. So, what do you do? Forget to underline a heading? Correct a teacher on accident? I'm kidding. Mostly. This is wild, though. I've been in detention more times than I can count, and I don't think I've ever seen you here. Not even once. I thought you had some kind of good kid immunity. Or maybe you're secretly a rebel, like deep undercover, and this is your big reveal? Are you my competition now? Nah, can be. You look way too uncomfortable right now. You're all stiff. Like someone pulled a fire alarm in your brain. Relax. No one's gonna bite you in here, okay? Well, unless they're late and it's that one guy from gym class, then maybe. We're the only ones here so far, huh? Weird. Just you and me. That's interesting. Don't worry, I won't talk the whole time. Probably. I bet you thought you were gonna sit here quietly and do some extra credit. Just wait out the hour and then back to perfect attendance and honor roll. But now you're stuck in here with me. You look nervous. Like I'm gonna throw a paper airplane at your head or something. Relax, I'm staying over here for now. This chair sucks. I forgot how awful these are. Like, how does anyone learn math in these torture devices? You're really not gonna tell me what you did, huh? Not even a hint? Was it contraband? Okay. That face says no, obviously. But hey, it's fun to imagine you leading a secret double life. Top of the class by day, criminal mastermind by night. You're blushing. Just a little. Or maybe it's the lighting. Yeah. Let's blame the lighting. You know, I don't think we've ever actually talked before. Not properly. We've been in the same classes, same school, and same grade for, what, years? But I don't think you've said more than, like, two words to me. Shy or just not impressed? I think I'll go with shy. You've got that whole mysterious silence thing going on. It's kind of intense. But anyway, here we are. You and me, just four walls. One grumpy teacher on the other side of that door, and a clock that moves slower than evolution. Should be fun. Okay, so are we just gonna sit here in awkward silence for the next hour? Cause I gotta say, I'm pretty good at entertaining myself, but you're making this feel like a library with a tension problem. You really don't talk that much, huh? Like, I say a whole paragraph and I get a blink in return. Maybe half a smile if I'm lucky. You know, you're kind of fascinating in that mysterious woodland creature way. Like, do not approach, may spook easily. Sorry, I'm messing around. I do that when I'm bored or nervous. Which I'm definitely not, just, you know, clarifying. I mean it though. We've shared like every history class since forever, and I don't think I've ever even heard you laugh before. Not even once, honestly. That can't be healthy, right? I feel like you've got all this sarcastic thoughts bottled up in there, and one day you're just gonna explode into a Shakespearean-level roast session. Honestly, I would pay money to see that. Wait. Was that a smirk? Was that your first official reaction? That's amazing. You always sit at the back of the room. I see you by the window every class. I thought you liked being invisible, but maybe you're just observing. Is that it? You're like cataloging the entire school in your brain? A silent genius just watching and judging. What's your verdict on me then? Don't pretend like you haven't noticed me. I'm not exactly the subtle type, of course. Let me guess. Loud. Trouble. Always late. Talks way too much. Am I close? You know, it's kind of wild. Most people talk to me whether I want them to or not, but you've somehow managed to not talk to me for like years. And now here we are, trapped in the same room. Pate's got a weird sense of humor, huh? So, since we're both stuck here, maybe you could, I don't know, give me something. One fun fact. One weird thought you had today. Even a random noise would be an improvement. Do you even have a voice? Or was that a myth this whole time? What if I just started guessing things about you? Like, you probably listen to music while doing homework. Lo-fi bits, of course. Something chill. You also follow the corners of your notebook pages instead of using bookmarks. You like space documentaries or puzzles. Maybe both. You've definitely read way too many fantasy books and now secretly think that real life is kind of boring. Am I doing good so far? Don't look so surprised. I do pay attention. Well, people think I don't, but I do. Just not in the same way. You still haven't said a word. I feel like I'm auditioning for a one-person show over here. Or maybe you just like listening to me talk. Yeah? That's it, isn't it? You know, the silence used to be kind of fun, but now it's starting to feel like a personal challenge. Like, I have to get a full sentence out of you. Even just one. You're not making it easy, though. I'm starting to wonder if you're just pretending to be shy so you don't have to carry the conversation. Smart, honestly. Cruel, but smart. You're really not gonna crack, huh? You know what? I'm getting pretty tired of shouting across the room, okay? Hope you don't mind. Don't freak out, I'm not sitting that close. Just closer. It's weird talking to someone from like 10 feet away. I feel like I'm giving a TED talk. There, better. You don't have to say anything. I'm just kinda curious now. You've always been a little mysterious, but from here, I don't know. You seem different. Calmer, I guess. Comfortable with being invisible, but not in a sad way, of course. Like, you're watching a movie everyone else forgot was playing. You doodle in your notebook a lot. I've noticed that. During class, when you think no one's looking. Sometimes even during exams, too. You hide it well, though. Tucked in the margins or under your hand like it's top secret or something. What do you even draw? Math equations with capes? Aw, come on. You can just have a mysterious notebook and just expect me to ignore it. Now that we're basically study buddies in jail. You're not drawing anything weird, are you? Wait. Are you one of those people who draws entire worlds? Like fantasy maps and mountains and rivers on them and cursed forests? Or, oh my god, are you drawing people? Are you drawing me? Wait, are you? You just closed it real fast. That's so suspicious of you. Like, shady suspicious. Come on, what is it? I won't laugh, I promise. I mean, unless it's like a cartoon of me tripping over my own shoelaces, then I might laugh a little. Wait, you're really not gonna show me? You're actually getting kinda red now. That's interesting. Now I really wanna see. You don't have to explain anything, okay? I just wanna take a peek. Just a little peek. I promise I won't tell anybody. You trust me, right? Please? Wait, you drew this? Like, you drew this? What? I thought it'd be little sketches or whatever, but this is actually really good. Like, seriously good. You shaded all of this, and the eyes, that's some serious detail on them. Hold on. Is that me? No way. Wait, this one too. That's definitely me. Same jacket and all, and even the bracelets. Is this why you didn't want to show me? You've been drawing me? Multiple times even. My god. You're blushing. You are. You're so blushing. How long have you been doing this for? Like, was this a one-time thing, or have I been living in a secret sketchbook this whole time? You've got my earrings right. Even the chipped one. I don't think anyone's ever noticed that before. Except me. These aren't jokes. You didn't draw me falling or being annoying or doing something dumb. You drew me like you like me. Is that it? Is that what this is? You don't have to say anything. I know I talk a lot. I always talk a lot, but this feels different. You know, I've always had people flirt with me before. Well, all loud and obvious, you know. But this is kind of beautiful. I didn't even think that you looked at me. Not really. I just figured that you were zoning out, lost in your own little world. Didn't realize then I was in it. Hey, you don't have to explain it, but if I asked you straight up, if I asked if you liked me, would you tell me the truth? 'Cause I think I already know the answer. So, it's true. You do like me. Wow. I mean, I kinda knew once I saw the drawings, but hearing you actually admit it, yeah, that hits different. You know what's funny? I always thought that you were kind of, like, untouchable. Not in a snobby way or anything. Just, you were always so quiet and so focused, like nothing ever rattled you. And then I would catch you glancing at me sometimes, real quick, like you didn't want anyone to notice. But I did. I noticed a lot of things about you. Like, how you always sit near the window. How you twist your pen when you're thinking. How you never really talk much, but when you do, it actually means something. And now, you're sitting here looking like you're about to combust. You're so tense right now. Is it because I'm this close to you? Or is it because you weren't expecting me to not laugh at you? It's okay. I'm not going anywhere. I kind of like this. You keep looking at my mouth. You're not very subtle, you know that. Is there something you want to do, or are you still too nervous? 'Cause I'm not nervous at all. Not even a little. If you want to, well, if you're thinking about it, you don't have to be scared, you know. I'm right here, and I want to. Why do you taste so good? You should have told me way sooner about this. But I guess today might be just the best day. Together in this room for an hour and having you all to myself. You don't even have to talk if you don't want to. I don't mind doing all the work. Let me sit on top of you, baby. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do anything that you don't want me to. This okay? Yeah? Okay. Oh, fuck. Baby. How come I never knew you were this big? Fuck. But it feels so good. Does it feel good to you too? Yeah. You have to be a very good boy for me, okay? I know that you had been waiting for this for a long time, but I'm gonna need you to be quiet, okay? I'm gonna be very quiet. There's people outside that can hear us, and we don't want that happening, Ryan. I mean, we're already at detention. How worse can it get? Fuck, baby. You're so hot. that I never knew about this. But it's okay, right? Because from now on, you're all mine, okay? Listen to me. Look at me, babe. You're all mine. And no one else's, okay? Yeah? I want you to repeat that to me. Quiet, but I wanna hear it. Tell me that you're all mine. Good boy. You're such a good boy for me, babe. You like it like this? Yeah? You're doing such a good job. Maybe another day we can schedule a detention hour together and we can do this again. Don't you want that? Oh, I'm sure you do. I can tell how good he's making you feel. Good